But here they are. So just, you know, take a moment, just close your eyes, and really this is a way to do a self-assessment. It takes like 2 seconds, you know, 2 minutes, really. You just look at each of the six. We'll go through it like a meditation, so you can close your eyes. So named in the order of their most common appearance in our lives, there are six fears. The first one is the fear of poverty. Poverty in the sense of lack. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough time. You don't have enough energy. You don't have enough material comforts. Then there's the fear of criticism. Who do you criticize? What do you criticize? Who criticizes you? Who finds fault in you? Who is always pointing the finger for the mistakes? Who are you finding fault in? Who are you pointing the finger? The fear of ill health. Without health, we have nothing. We won't even be able to get off the bed. We won't have any energy. We won't feel good. We'll be negative. No one will want to be around us. The fear of loss of love of someone. Someone is ill. They may die. Someone grows up, your child. They move away. Your spouse, your loved ones decide they can't be living near you or with you. Someone you work with you lose them as a workmate, a friend. They're gone. The fear of old age. What will you do when you're old? What are you doing now that you're old? Who are you being? And finally, the fear of death. The end. What happens next? So search yourself carefully for these six enemies: poverty, criticism, ill health, loss of love of someone, old age, death, as they may exist only in your subconscious mind, where their presence will be hard to detect. Remember, as you analyze these six ghosts of fear, they're nothing but ghosts. They exist only in one's mind. Remember also that ghosts, creations of uncontrolled imagination, have caused most of the damage people have done to their own minds. Therefore, ghosts can be as dangerous as if they lived and walked on the earth plane in physical bodies. So having gone through this couple minutes of self-inventory, where you examine those six fears, what did it feel like in your body? Those things aren't even happening. They're like these ghosts. Maybe they're not, you didn't feel anything because you've closed it so tight. That door is shut so tight. But they're still there. So the idea of being on the spiritual path, and particularly this spiritual path with Dr. Pillai, is these teachings, these services, these programs that are offered, the practices that we do, will open the door to every one of those fears and cause us to act accordingly. Some of us will totally freak out. Some of us will be really calm. Some will be like numb. Oh my God, now what have I done? I've just opened the lid to Pandora's box. So you have to assess. I've opened the door to my soul's calling at this point in time. And either it's going to be a big mess, or I'm just going to carefully open one by one. Or even if there is a big mess, I'm going to sit down and not freak out. I'm just going to do it. Get it sorted out. Decide as I'm going along who I'm being in each moment. So with Dr. Bly, he says, yes, I understand life can be a big mess. Your financial problem didn't just happen and then you come and you do one service and it's supposed to be finished. Or you go through one program and come on, it's got to be done. Your problem has been following you, haunting you like a ghost for this lifetime maybe in previous lifetimes, and it continues to do that. Just when things go good, bang, that ghost comes and just takes you out at the knees, and you go, why is this keeping happening to me? So you have to keep looking and saying, who am I being in all this, and do I really want to go through that karma? That's how you challenge your karma. You may have to have a job for the rest of your working life. That's fine, but do you have to have a job that's going to be karmically ridden with negativity? Or is it going to be karmically enlivened with positive results? That's up to you. So you have to see how you are vibrating, what your energy is in alignment. Energy meaning what are your thoughts? What are your actions that you're taking? What are the steps that you're doing at this moment in time? When your karma is being delivered and it's creating a big mountain in front of you, are you trying to, get through the mountain and you have no tools? So who are the tools? The spiritual tools are these divine beings. And one of the divine beings that Dr. Pillai has really been introducing on a very deep, deep level through the programs and services offered is Ganesha. And Ganesha is the elephant-headed being who we pray to here every week. We do a meditation. He's the first one that we say, hey, listen, you are the king of obstacles. You're the one who puts obstacles in our way so that we won't make silly decisions. If something isn't happening in our life, it's because Ganesha is putting the obstacle there. Because you're just about to make a wrong decision. And he will keep putting it there. And a lot of negative things will happen around it. Hello, get a clue. We have to wake up to, whoa, if that's not supposed to be happening at this point in time, that could really take us out on different levels. So Ganesha is the king of obstacles. He teaches you, I'm going to show you when it's going to be the right time to do this. Don't worry. Pray to me for it, to remove the obstacle for this finances, relationship, this, that, and the other thing. But he teaches you, all of us, that it's not the right time. The planets are coming and saying, yeah, 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 go after this job, go after this relationship, yeah, do it, do it. Go after this house, go after this, you know, situation that can cause you harm. It's the planets, if they're not, if you haven't appeased them, they're going to trip you up. That's their job because they're immature. They want to get maturity through you. So if you haven't, if they haven't been matured in previous lifetimes, they're going to come in this lifetime with you as a part of you, that energy, and it's going to trip you up. But then Ganesha says, hey, I know a way out, but just go with whatever they're doing, but get on their good side, and then we'll do this in a way that you've learned, okay, how to navigate with these planets, these energies, give these messages. Does that really, should I do that? And then he says, okay, you've learned how to navigate with them. Now, here's where you can go. And you will find that, whoa, I'm so happy I didn't do that thing or go after that material thing or go after that job or that girl guy or have a talk with my parents at that time or my kids at that time, my boss at that time. It was like saving grace. But you only see it after. So if you can get in the groove and get in the energy of this divine being, Ganesha, he will remove the obstacle exactly at the time it needs to be removed. And he will put the obstacle in the way of you that says, don't do this because you're going to hurt yourself. So if you're feeling mad and frustrated, good. Say to Ganesha, oh my God, can you take away the madness and frustration? Because I know you're putting something in the way so I don't go do that thing. Okay. So these kinds of revelations are being presented to us about these divine beings, these archetypes, how we can really know if they are working in our life and why we are being totally protected when we call on them. So let's get a deeper understanding of how to connect with Ganesha today. And then when we come out of our meditation, Radha is going to share with us about how to be in alignment with the energies of the planets in the coming month as the sun transits into Scorpio and then in the coming week ahead. Until we see each other next week. So, let's get into a state of receptivity where we shut the world out for a bit and we go onto the inner planes of our world, our inner world. That's where these divine beings are. In order for us to see how they are showing up in our external world, we have to know what their energy feels like inside of us. Maybe we'll have a feeling, maybe we'll have a vision, maybe we'll have a flash or a flicker of an image. Maybe not of them, but of something in our life that gives us a clue. Oh, that's what he's going to take care of. Or, oh, I just got a flash insight of how I can solve my problem. Or what I need to do next. Or, oh my God, I feel tremendous relief. I feel so much peace. I have this renewed energy inside of me that I haven't felt in a long, long time. Thank God. How else would that come if I didn't connect with my inner world? So with that intention set, and you've closed your eyes, the moment you close your eyes, you can go deeper and deeper into that part of you that can connect with the divine beings that we will invoke today for their presence, for their support, for their information that they are going to give or reveal to us that will help us. Not somewhere down the road necessarily only, but right now. So now put your attention at the base of your spine. Feel the tailbone area. If your thoughts are wandering, keep bringing your attention to this pelvic region. And then go a little bit more focused into the tailbone area. You can visualize an orangish-reddish light. You can experience some movement of energy if you are sensitive to that. There will be some presence there, something moving. You may see something. You may see the elephant-headed being with a pot belly and he rides a mouse. You might have fear come up since we've talked about it. That's the lower chakra emotion, one of the great debilitating subconscious emotions that drive us to either feel stuck or move ahead. So as all this is happening, the thoughts might come alive. Just let them go like clouds passing. They're coming up, they're going. Or you're in a shopping mall and people are going by you. You don't even notice them. But they're there. You have to go be careful. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly they're just, you know how to navigate through it all. That's what your thoughts do. You don't react to anything. Someone bumps into you, if that thought bumps into you, you just don't react. You're neutral. You're in your own inner world now. You have way more control of that than you do of your external circumstances. So visualizing this reddish-orangish light, feel it moving down the legs now. Feel it going through the joints, releasing any pain, any feeling of being stuck, pressure, stiffness. Your internal scan is making you to point to the spots in your lower limbs, all the way down to your feet, where that you feel blocked or tethered. What's your Achilles heel or that arthritic knee? What's that all about? As it's coming up for you, allow it to be released. With this reddish-orangish light, the energy, you can imagine Ganesha, he's got lots of weapons, he can chop it up for you. We'll invoke his grace and blessing. Listen to these powerful sounds that were shared recently by Dr. Pillai and feel the vibrations just starting from the tailbone down. So if your thoughts come up, just focus on all this energy going into your legs and down into your feet from the tailbone down, pelvis down. Gung, 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 gum. 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 Now, we'll move into the thin tube of light that arises from the base of your spine and pierces all the chakras, starting at the base of the spine. We'll activate all the chakras first so that the doors open up to new energy coming in from the divine, not energy that's already in you. That needs to leave. We need to open up the doors. The sounds are the keys to opening those chakras. Starting at the base of the spine. Release the energy. Welcome the new energy. Move up to the heart. In the middle of the chest, that center is in the middle of the chest. Open the door. Feel whatever is no longer useful rushing out. And a new energy filling you in the heart center. Move into the throat. Feel the throat. Clear it. The karma is stuck in the throat. Ma. Feel that door rushing open. The energy leaving. The karma is going. It's getting sucked out. And a new energy is coming in. Move into the third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows, the middle of your brain. The door just opened. Everything that you have thought that is stuck in your brain and is no longer useful, is just getting vacuumed out, sucked out of that door opening. It's not a little door. It's a huge door. It's swung open, and you have the ability to know everything. That is being replaced in your brain. Come back down now to the base of your spine. We'll get connected to the energy of the earth plane. Everything you need in this life. We have to open the door, let out everything is no longer useful, and bring in all the things that are comforting to you on the material plane, on the earth plane. Na 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 na. Move up to the navel. Feel the energy of water in the navel chakra. Everything that flows is related to water. Water flows. Currency flows. Money flows. Feel the navel. Get related to that creative energy. as you open the door. It's mom, 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 mom. Feel in your gut what needs to be released so that new energy can come in, money can come in, and flow easily. Move in to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Feel it. It's getting hot or heating up. Feel the energy of fire. Fire is energy to have passion, fulfill your desires. Take action, be with people who are going to support you, and get rid of everything that is non-supportive. The people don't have to go, the energy has to go. It needs to be purified. The heart purifies. She. Now move up to the throat and the mouth. Our karma is stored in the throat, and whatever we say can affect our karma. Whatever we take in our food or our surroundings. Can affect our karma. This is the center for the element of air. If we speak, we need air to push the sound out. If we don't speak, that energy gets trapped and congests us. Va. Va, 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 va. Allow that door to swing open. It's a huge door. Allow everything that you've said to be just swept away by the wind. Everything you've thought, thoughts are fleeting like the wind. Everything that you've done that you want to undo, just sweep it away with the wind and allow new energy to come in the throat and the mouth. You might even take a deep breath and release it. Now we'll move into the two eyes and the right and left brain. They're connected to one another. It processes everything we see in our world. Clear it up. Release everything that we've seen that is no longer going to resonate or attract us. And get a fresh slate, a new energy coming in. There will be more fulfilling and desirable. The brain and the eyes are resonating now with the sound ya, 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 ya. Now all the chakras are lit up. there's a thin tube of light that will put the sounds of Ganesha in this thin tube of light, and imagine the energy and the sounds moving up this thin tube of light that arises from the base of your spine and is piercing all the chakras. Gung. Feel the energy going up. Feel that sound shooting up, that Sushumna. Gung. 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 G-U-N-G is the sound. Say it internally. Now, again, starting at the base of the spine. Gum. G-U-M. Gum. Gum. Say the gum sound internally. 3 times. Now, a combination of gung and gum up the spine, the Sushumna in the subtle body. Gung, gum, gung, gum. Say it internally. Feel from head to toe the sounds of Ganesha, the sounds of all the chakras that have opened the doors to a new level of your being, connecting with higher realms, bringing in new energy. From head to toe, you're resonating with all this new energy. Now imagine Dr. Pillai standing in front of you, and he's beaming a laser beam of golden light into your third eye, activating this whole process. It's coming alive. It's going to transform at the level of your DNA. Imagine his form or a light beam. Receive the sounds. Receive this beam of light piercing your third eye. It's golden in color and it's going to fill your whole brain and body as it hits your third eye. Om Aim Hrim Sarvalokaya Atityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Om Aim Hrim Sarvalokaya Atityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Om Aim Hrim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Feel the golden light pouring through your brain and then down the rest of your body like liquid light. Empowering you to connect with the energy of Ganesha and release anything that is no longer going to be taunting you. And then bringing in energy and intelligence that will make things to happen in the right way, in the right manner, at the right time. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. You can keep your eyes closed and just enjoy the energy of your higher self being expressed within you, in your inner world, growing, creating, a new way of being. As you slowly, slowly come back to yourself. You can make an internal prayer to Dr. Pillai for empowering the process and giving this special teaching to access Ganesha. We'll post that mantra to the website, the blog. And then make a prayer to Ganesha for revealing to us today a little bit more about how he works in our life for our own good. So slowly, slowly come back to yourselves. Those of you who need to go, thank you for joining. We will post the rest of this recording to the blog. And then it's a really great thing to review. Go back to the blog and review these sun transits. Now Rod is going to share with us the sun transit in Sagittarius and then how to get the most out of it. So can review that if you need to go. Those of you who are going to stay, we get to hear it live and we'll have a bit of a discussion and see what comes up for everyone here. So we'll bid everyone adieu who has to go. Have a great week ahead.